USA Radio News.
According to multiple news outlets, the Senate Judiciary Committee has tentatively reached an agreement for a hearing on Thursday with Christine Blasey Ford regarding her allegation that Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her back in high school. The details will all be worked out on Sunday, but how is this playing with folks in middle America? CBS had a chance to catch up with some voters to hear their perspective.
None of us are the person that we were in high school. But on the other hand, it was very important to my husband and myself when we raised our child, to our son, to tell him that no means no. And you respect women, you don't abuse women.
So I think that the issue with Brett Kavanaugh is that as a judge and as a justice, he's going to be ruling on sexual assault cases.
Hawaii Volcanoes National Park reopened on Saturday after being closed due to infrastructure problems from the most recent volcanoes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking, and he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom. And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. And I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
An auction is underway this weekend in Chicago for pop culture fans of Ronald McDonald, Mayor McCheese, and Officer Big Mac. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more details.
More than 350 vintage, one-of-a-kind lots of the advertising prototypes will be auctioned off this weekend by a former vendor known as Setmakers. Jim Lance is with Heritage Auctions.
The Setmakers collection is from the president and owner of this company. He has kept all this artwork and one-of-a-kind pieces of Ronald McDonald's and friends. He has now decided to release these to the public, and he is also donating a portion of the proceeds to the great Ronald McDonald House charities.
There are still some items you can bid online for Sunday up until 1 o'clock Central Time. And finally, Disney CEO Bob Iger admitted that ESPN is becoming overly political. Iger also said he is working on reeling in the politics and having ESPN focus more on sports. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
The number of U.S. residents speaking a foreign language at home has reached a record of nearly 67 million. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The findings come from the Center for Immigration Studies that reports the number of foreign-speaking U.S. residents is up 7 million since 2010. That has increased by nearly 34 million since 1990. As a share of the population, 21.8% of U.S. residents speak a foreign language at home, roughly double the 11% back in 1980. The largest percentage increase were among speakers of Telugu from a group of people from India that was up 86%. I'm John Clemens.
President Trump encouraged Americans to start looking for new jobs if they're unhappy with their current position, touting the fact that there's a lot of jobs out there and sometimes not enough people to fill all those jobs. Cabot Phillips is the media director for CampusReform.org. He talks about how young people are finally starting to recognize that the economy is turning around.
So a lot of young people are seeing that this economy right now under President Trump's leadership has more opportunity. If you are a young person getting out into the workforce, this is the best possible time for you in our nation's history, arguably. And so I think a lot of people are realizing, wait a second, everyone keeps telling me that things are going to go horrible under President Trump, and they're actually going pretty well. And so I think that young people are starting to a certain extent to be able to separate results from rhetoric.
Cabot was speaking there on Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.